students skipping school to protest for climate action. In various countries, mostly European, this has been going on for months. Every Friday, thousands of teenagers leave classrooms in Belgium, Germany, France, Australia and more to demand stricter climate policies. Their dramatic and controversial message, why go to school if there's no future to live for? This is the girl who started it all, then 15-year-old environmental activist Greta Thunberg from Sweden. Last summer, Greta started her school strike for climate, refusing to go to school on Fridays and instead sitting in front of the Swedish parliament. Social media made her famous. When she was invited to speak at the World Economic Forum in Davos last year, she made her message very clear.
I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act.
That's not democracy! This is democracy!
Thunberg's hashtags, School Strike for Climate and Fridays for Future, are now leading teenagers to rally on the street instead of in the classroom.
If governments don't do anything, the world will be a lot worse place because there'll be extreme storms, droughts, flooding, wars over natural resources. So there'll be a loss of stability across the world.
I skipped school today. Well, you can't even really say skipped, because I think climate change is such a big deal that it should be okay to miss 2 hours of class for that.
The movement has picked up endorsements from European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who said it was inspiring to see them making their voices heard. Conservatives have been less supportive. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison voiced his disapproval last November.
Kids should go to school. That's what we're committed to. We don't support the idea of kids not going to school to participate in things that can be dealt with outside of school. And so what we want is more learning in schools and less activism in schools.
British Prime Minister Theresa May also voiced her concern. Greta Thunberg replied, tweeting that May's accusations of wasting valuable lesson time may well be true. But, she added, political leaders have wasted 30 years of inaction, and that is slightly worse.
If the children do something, then Theresa May will notice. People say children can't do anything, but they can do something else.
So far, the majority of school strikes have been in Europe, but more and more countries are joining. The movement is expected to hit the US on March 15th. Many groups have declared an international strike day that will most likely create even more controversy. Markus Meyer-Gehlen for VOA News, Washington.